The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
So look, we're going to have plenty of time for gardening over the next while. But, you know, a lot of people, myself included, would not consider themselves great gardeners. A lot of people don't have great space for gardening or anything. But one thing that kind of anyone can do really with a minimal amount of space is grow herbs. And there's nothing more satisfying than, even if you've a tiny bit of your own herb from the garden or from the box into a meal, you kind of feel then, I'm practically self-sufficient. I'm growing my own food here. So we're going to talk to Marion Keogh now, who's a garden designer, and she's going to tell us everything we need to know about herb growing for beginners. So Marion, you reckon you can grow herbs anywhere, yeah?
Yeah, I suppose, yes. Anywhere, yeah, pretty much more or less anywhere. There are some places that are a little trickier than others. So like a north-facing window now is a little tricky. But to be honest with you, what most herbs really need is they need light, daylight, like from the sun. And they need some good watering, not too much, not too little, and some soil. And so really once you've got that sort of killer combination, then you're pretty much good to go.
Okay, now we're going to take this in very much baby steps for me, okay? When you say soil, is that like a compost bag you buy, or what kind of soil are we talking about?
Yeah, okay. So look, you can throw as much money at all of this as you like, you know? So if you're starting off with a polytunnel, like fantastic, or a greenhouse, amazing. But, you know, most of us aren't. As you say, the baby steps, and that's the really important thing. So you start off, if you can get your hands on some soil, and it is worthwhile buying, you know, some good quality potting compost, right? The most important thing about the soil is to make sure that it doesn't have any peat in it. Leave the peat where it belongs.
Okay.
Within. Okay, so that's one thing. Second thing is really, if you can try and make it that it's Irish, that's great, to sort of keep down on your air miles and all that kind of stuff. Your soil should be good and healthy, rich, not too rich. So if you've got access to, say, some farmyard manure, that's amazing, but not for growing seeds or starting off with, because it's too rich. And also, if you are going to be using any kind of farmyard manure, it's got to be well rotted, at least a year old. But that's more of a sort of potting on. So
okay.
Start off with your herbs to really start from scratch. If you're going to go, there's three ways that you can start them off. You can either have seeds, you can take cuttings, or you can buy an existing plant and use that.
Okay, when you say buy an existing plant now, and don't laugh at me, but like literally the plants you can buy in the supermarket, the ones in the little pots, is that a herb that's going to grow if you replant it?
Yeah. Listen, kind of anything will grow once you, you know, sort of follow a couple of basic rules. But yeah, and I wouldn't laugh at you. There's no way.
Okay.
You have to start from somewhere, you know, and it's the basics is once you get those right, you know, then, God, like the sky's the limit. You can grow tons of stuff. So I'm a garden designer, right? And I do lots of, you know, consultations and design work for different people and all that kind of stuff. But actually, I don't grow my own plants. Why would I? We've got amazing nurseries here in Ireland, so that I just, you know, I buy the plants from the nurseries and bring them to the client's garden and we plant them in. So during lockdown last year is when I started growing my own plants and herbs and some vegetables as well, because I just don't have time to do it.
Mm.
It's just the coolest thing. It's so good for you when you do it. So what I would say really is to start off is to buy some, if you're going to go down the seed route, let's start with that one.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get back to the herbs in the pots in the supermarket. So the seeds, first thing really is buy yourself some good seed. Now, if anyone was listening to what I do every Saturday morning, listening to the farming show and listening to Suzanne Campbell talking about it.
It's a country ride, yeah.
It's such a great program. But Suzanne was talking about Brexit and seeds and all that kind of stuff. And we can't get seeds from Britain, from England, from Scotland or Wales at the moment, right? Hopefully that will get sorted. So, but in the meantime, you know where we can buy our seed from? Ireland. There are lots of places here who are, you know, who have seed. So if you go online, I find social media is brilliant for keeping up with who's doing what and getting inspiration and stuff like that. So if you buy some seed, okay, and then and it comes in the post or you buy it in, you know, one of the brilliant smaller retailers that we have here. And then you most seeds on the back of the packet, it'll give you instructions as to what to do.
OK, so Marianne, we're going to have to move through the life cycle of the plant a little bit faster than we are. OK, I'll just put you on notice now so that we can get where we want to go. OK,
no problem. That's fine. Sorry, like I said, there's a lot to do this.
Yeah.
So, OK, so look, you get a pot, you put some soil into it. You put your seed on the top, and if you can put it under in some kind of heat at this time of the year, will be good. You don't have to go out and spend lots of money on a heated propagator. If you have underfloor heating, actually, that's amazing. But it's just a little too cold at this time of year. So keep everything indoors. Don't put anything out yet, okay? And then watch them germinate. The heat will help the seed to germinate. Germinate means that it pops open and starts growing into a plant. And you do need to water it a little bit. And like I say, not too much. Don't drown it in water. Watch it every day. You can't do anything better really than that. It's just to look at your seeds every day. And you get such a thrill when they start germinating.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool. So then you'll see two little new leaves coming up through the soil. And then they are the dicotyledon, I think is how you pronounce it. That's not the real plant. The true leaves come after that, and that's your plant that starts growing. When it starts growing, it needs to really be then potted on into something else. And one of the things that's really cool is to be reusing old pots, always clean them first, or reuse, like, you know, your old plastic, like yogurt cartons or things like that, right? Or the other one, which I love doing, is getting the inside core of a toilet roll and reuse those. So if you can, you can get loads and loads of the toilet roll cores and put them all together and put them all standing up, fill them all full of soil, right? Yeah. Get each little seedlings and pop them into each one of those toilet roll cores. And then after another few weeks, you take it up. And if you see, if it feels kind of heavy and you see that the little roots are coming out at the bottom of that toilet roll core, then it's ready to pot up, and you can then put that out into the ground outside.
Okay. And if we buy, so I'm going to go to the supermarket, say, and buy a parsley plant in a pot or whatever, what am I doing with that when I bring it home?
So you bring it home, right, and get yourself a table or a bench or something. Take it out of its pot, put it down on the table, and open the whole, all that soil, open it all up, and you'll see that you won't have just one plant. You'll probably have, could be five or six, could be 10 little plants in there. Yeah. And take each one out, right? And you're making a mess, but you know, you have to make a mess. So then take each one out, right? You have to be really tentative and careful. Take your time. It's a great one to do with kids or even with teenagers, actually, as well, who always get forgotten about. And then you put that into a bigger pot with soil already in it, and sort of, you know, kind of tentatively sort of put it down. Try not, look, you'll disrupt the roots a bit. Try not to disrupt them too much, right? And you put it down into the soil and then pack the soil back on top of it and kind of push it down with your fingers so that it's kind of solid but not rock hard, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
And when you're watering, it's always good. So water it, and then don't let the bottom of the pot sit in water because that can rot the roots underneath. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Can also take cuttings from other existing plants. So if you've already got something that's woody, like, lavender, but rosemary.
Yeah,
they're brilliant. So you could take a little piece of them, just cut it, and then stick that in the ground. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that it's going to grow, but it probably will.
And tell me, what are the simplest ones and the ones that would be most appropriate to start thinking of starting off at the moment, at this time of year?
Well, if you start off with the really easy peasy ones, so let's say parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Okay, so you can buy seeds, you know, or else if you buy them in the supermarket, and like I say, do that thing where you take it out of the pot and you divide it up and pot it into bigger pots. Chances are that they're going to work very, very well for you and that they will thrive and they'll grow. And so probably kind of really April time, March maybe, that you'd be taking them out of a smaller pot and putting them into the ground, all right?
Okay, then, and we're keeping them inside until then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly until the end of February. So make some space for yourself, you know?
Okay.
And if they get some good light, really, that's what they need. It's just that at the moment, it's just too cold. It's going to be some rain. And it's just, you know, the light is so low. There's a reason why the National Gallery don't bring those Turners out in January, you know.
Okay. Marion, we'll come back to this. So maybe towards the spring and you can talk us on next steps and everything. But thank you very much for that, Marion Keogh, garden designer.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.